I have grave concerns that the CIA's search may well have violated the separation of powers principles embodied in the United States Constitution.
Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Dianne Feinstein made news recently when she charged that the CIA had monitored committee staff who were investigating the agency. In 2009, the spy agency let the staffers use its computers to review top-secret documents on the CIA's interrogation and detention of terror suspects during the George W. Bush administration. The CIA said the employees had taken documents they were not meant to have. Senator Feinstein said the agency then withdrew access to the documents. CIA Director John Brennan denied that any hacking had taken place.
I think a lot of people who are claiming that there has been this tremendous sort of spying and monitoring and hacking will be proved wrong.
President Barack Obama has called for the public release of the committee's classified report on the interrogation program, which lawmakers say details the CIA's use of waterboarding and other harsh techniques during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Professor Henry Farrell at George Washington University says that could damage the CIA's image abroad.
But I think at the very least we're going to see some embarrassment for the United States when some of the stuff that the CIA was in fact doing in the first years after September 11th are revealed publicly. And that's going to, I think, be quite controversial in other countries.
But Farrell says world leaders are not likely to be concerned about the dispute between the Senate and the CIA.
It's probably not going to have all that much of a disruptive impact because the people who are cooperating with each other are exactly the kinds of people who are not going to be particularly concerned or fussed about this in the first place.
Mark Lowenthal agrees. He's a retired intelligence officer and president of the Intelligence and Security Academy.
All the countries with whom we work know that we have a congressional oversight system and that certain materials are given to the House and Senate as part of their oversight. So the fact that this is going on is probably not going to be news to anybody, and so I don't think it'll affect those relationships.
Lowenthal says the dispute may actually be a good advertisement for the American system of government.
This is how you run a secret intelligence community in a democracy, that there are rules and there's give and take and that the intelligence community is not just doing things on their own.
Republicans could take the Senate majority in the November election and with it chairmanship of the Intelligence Committee. They've shown no signs of wanting to make the report public. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.